Welcome to this Friday in the first week of the first full week, I should say, of Lent. This is a good day also for Stations of the Cross. Many parishes have them. One of the really good Stations of the Cross is done by this church overseas, and we'll be putting a link to that on our Facebook page, which is technically my Facebook page, Dana Neusberger. But we're going to have on this weekly memorial. Every Friday is the weekly memorial of Jesus Christ's passion and death, just like every Sunday is the weekly memorial of his resurrection, but of course more so during Lent. We're going to have combined office of readings and morning prayer if we can. Lord, open my lips and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Let's pray with the Psalms, because like I said, that's an important way that we gain strength and learn how to converse with God our Father. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him. The dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Come, let us worship the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Manizah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship the Lord, Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. That was our invitatory. Now we're moving into the office proper with the song. In ancient times, God spoke to man through prophets and in varied ways, but now he speaks through Christ his Son, his radiance through eternal days. To God the Father of the world, his Son through whom he made all things, and Holy Spirit, bond of love, all glad creation glory sings. Antiphon 1. I'm worn out with crying, with longing for my God. Wow. Psalm 69. Again, these are all the Psalms of Christ's passion, of our share in his Christ's passion. I'm consumed with zeal for your house. Sound familiar from the Gospels? That's our caption. Also, they offered him a mixture of wine and gall, Matthew 27:34. When I say that they are the Psalms of Christ's Passion, they're giving us that sentence to try to relate as the Psalm to a specific part of Christ's Passion that Christ fulfilled. Save me, O God, for the waters have risen to my neck. I have sunk into the mud of the deep, and there is no foothold. I have entered the waters of the deep, and the waves overwhelm me. I am wearied with all my crying. My throat is parched. My eyes are wasted away from looking for my God. More numerous than the hairs on my head are those who hate me without cause. Those who attack me with lies are too much for my strength. How can I restore what I have never stolen? O God, you know my sinful folly. My sins you can see. Let those who hope in you not be put to shame through me, God of armies. Let not those who who seek you be dismayed through me, God of Israel. It is for you that I suffer taunts, that shame covers my face, that I have become a stranger to my brothers, an alien to my mother, my own mother's sons. I burn with zeal for your house, and taunts against you fall on me. When I afflict my soul with fasting, they make it a taunt against me. When I put on sackcloth in mourning, they make me a byword, the gossip of men at the gates, the subject of drunkard's songs. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am worn out with crying, with longing for my God. Protect me, O God, as I go about this day's business and fulfill the responsibilities and graces you've entrusted to me. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Father, look after me, grant me true wisdom, grant us peace, grant us true understanding of Christ's love and of your passion, his passion. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I am worn out with crying, with longing for my God. I needed food, and they gave me gale. I was parched with thirst, and they gave me vinegar. Part two of that same psalm. This is my prayer to you, my prayer for your favor. In your great love, answer me, O God, with your love that never fails. Rescue me from sinking into the mud. Save me from my foes. Save me from the waters of the deep, lest the waves overwhelm me. Do not let the deep engulf me, nor death close its mouth on me. Lord, answer, for your love is kind. In your compassion, turn toward me. Do not hide your face from your servant. Answer quickly, for I am in distress. Come close to my soul and redeem me. Ransom me, pressed by my foes. You know how they taunt and deride me. My oppressors are all before you. Taunts have broken my heart. I have reached the end of my strength. I looked in vain for compassion. For consolers, not one could I find. For food, they gave me poison. In my thirst, they gave me vinegar to drink. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I needed food, and they gave me gale. I was parched with thirst, and they gave me vinegar. Seek the Lord, and you will live. As for me in my poverty and pain, let your help, O God, lift me up. I will praise God's name with a song. I will glorify him with thanksgiving, a gift pleasing God more than oxen, more than beasts prepared for sacrifice. The poor, when they see it, will be glad, and God-seeking hearts will revive. For the Lord listens to the needy and does not spurn his servants in their chains. Let the heavens and the earth give him praise, the sea and all its living creatures. For God will bring help to Zion and rebuild the walls of Judah, and men shall dwell there in possession. The sons of his servants shall inherit it. Those who love his name shall dwell there. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord our God, show us the way of salvation. Prepare our way with the Holy Spirit for everything today. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Seek the Lord and you will live. Hallelujah. Now we're going to have the lesson from Scripture and Tradition. Turn back to the Lord your God. He is kind and merciful. Is the verse introducing the lesson. First reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 12, 21 through 36, the plague inflicted on the firstborn. Moses called all the elders of Israel and said to them, "Go and procure lambs for your families and slaughter them as Passover victims. Then take a bunch of hyssop and dipping it in the blood that is in the basin, sprinkle the lintel and the two doorposts with this blood. But none of you shall go outdoors until morning, for the Lord will go by, striking down the Egyptians. See, in the blood on the lintel and the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over that house and not let the destroyer come into your houses to strike you down. You shall observe this as a perpetual ordinance for yourselves and your descendants. Thus you must also observe this rite when you have entered the land, which the Lord will give you as he promised. When your children ask you, 'What does this rite of yours mean?' you shall reply, 'This is the Passover sacrifice of the Lord, who passed over the houses of the Israelites in Egypt when he struck down the Egyptians. He spared our houses.' Then the people bowed down in worship, and the Israelites went and did as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron. At midnight, the Lord slew every firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh on the throne to the firstborn of the prisoner in the dungeon, as well as all the firstborn of the animals. Pharaoh arose in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was loud wailing throughout Egypt, for there was not a house without its dead. During the night, Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron and said, 'Leave my people at once, you and the Israelites with you. Go and worship the Lord as you said. Take your flocks too and your herds as you demanded and be gone. You will be doing me a favor.' The Egyptians likewise urged the people on to hasten their departure from the land. They thought that otherwise they would all die. The people therefore took their dough before it was leavened in their kneading bowls, wrapped in their cloaks, on their shoulders. The Israelites did as the Lord had commanded. They asked the Egyptians for articles of gold and silver, silver and gold, and for clothing. The Lord indeed had made the Egyptians so well disposed toward the people that they let them have whatever they asked for. They did not despoil the Egyptians." Responsory prayer. The children of Israel shall put the blood of the lamb on the doorposts and lintels of their houses. This blood will be a sign to you. You have been redeemed by the precious blood of Christ, the Lamb without blemish. This blood will be a sign for you. From the Mirror of Love by Saint Ered, Abbot. Christ, the model of brotherly love. The perfection of brotherly love lies in the love of one's enemies. We can find no greater inspiration for this than the grateful remembrance of this wonderful passion of Christ, who is more fair than all the sons of men, offered his fair face to be spat upon by sinful men. He allowed those eyes that rule the universe to be blindfolded by wicked men. He bared his back to the scourges. He submitted that head which strikes terror in principalities and powers to the sharpness of the thorns. He gave himself up to be mocked and reviled, and at the end endured the cross, the nails, the lance, the gale, and the vinegar, remaining always gentle, meek, and full of peace. In short, he was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and like a lamb before the shearers, he kept silent, and he did not open his mouth. Who could listen to that wonderful prayer, so full of warmth, of love, of unshakable serenity? Father, forgive them, and hesitate to embrace his enemies with overflowing love. Father, he says, forgive them. Is any gentleness, any love lacking in this prayer? Yet he put into it something more. It was not enough to pray for them. He also wanted to make excuses for them. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. They are great sinners, yes, but they have little judgment. Therefore, Father, forgive them. They are nailing me to the cross, but they do not know who it is that they are nailing to the cross. If they had known, they never would have crucified the Lord of glory. Therefore, Father, forgive them. They think it is a lawbreaker, an impostor claiming to be God, a seducer of the people. I have hidden my face from them, and they do not recognize my glory. Therefore, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. Now, going on to morning prayer, we would normally have final prayer, but we're going to just go straight over to morning prayer and continue praying. After that, just take a minute of silence, like a moment, after the lesson. Lord, you alone I have grieved by my sin. Have pity on me, O Lord, is Antiphon 1. For morning prayer, the great prayer of repentance, Psalm 51, O God, have mercy on me, is a caption. Your innermost being must be renewed, and you must put on the new man. Ephesians 4:23-24. Have mercy on me, God. In your kindness, in your compassion, blot out my offense. Oh, wash me more and more from my guilt, and cleanse me from my sin. My offenses, truly I know them. My sin is always before me. Against you, you alone, have I sinned. What is evil in your sight I have done, that you may be justified when you give sentence, and be without reproach when you judge. Oh, see, in guilt I was born, a sinner was I conceived. Indeed, you love truth in the heart. Then in the secret of my heart, teach me wisdom. O purify me, then I shall be clean. O wash me, I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear rejoicing and gladness, that the bones you have crushed may revive. From my sins, turn away your face and blot out all my guilt. A pure heart create for me, O God. Put a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, nor deprive me of your Holy Spirit. Give me again the joy of your help. With a spirit of fervor, sustain me, that I may teach transgressors your ways, and sinners may return to you. O, rescue me, God, my helper, and my tongue shall ring out your goodness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. For in sacrifice you take no delight. Burnt offering for me you would refuse. My sacrifice, a contrite spirit, a humbled, contrite heart, you will not spurn. In your goodness, show favor to Zion. Rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will be pleased with lawful sacrifice, holocausts offered on your altar. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Father, he who knew no sin was made sin for us, to save us and restore us to your friendship. Look upon his perfect sacrifice, his perfect love, his perfect overcoming as our high priest and father of everything that we deserved, and look upon our contrition, and heal our broken hearts and troubled consciences. Make us know your love for us, and renew us in your spirit of grace and love, Father. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Father, we pray for everything that we need, for provision, for protection, for guidance. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, and spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Pray for us too, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. You alone I have grieved by my sin. Have pity on me, O Lord. Antiphon 2. Truly we know our offenses, Lord, for we have sinned against you. Jeremiah 24 is going to be our next prayer, and I'm sorry, this one is more of, it's going to be kind of a hard one to relate to, But the caption is the lament of the people in war and famine. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the good news. Mark 1:15 is our sentence to help focus us on the New Testament. Let my eyes stream with tears day and night without rest over the great destruction which overwhelms the virgin daughter of my people, over her incurable wound. If I walk out into the field, look, those slain by the sword. If I enter the city, look, those consumed by hunger. Even the prophet and the priest forage in a land they know not. Have you cast Judah off completely? Is Zion loathsome to you? Why have you struck us a blow that cannot be healed? We wait for peace to no avail, for a time of healing, but terror comes instead. We recognize, O Lord, our wickedness, the guilt of our fathers, that we have sinned against you. For your name's sake, spurn us not. Disgrace not the throne of your glory. Remember your covenant with us and break it not. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, your prophet Jeremiah teaches us that we ought to mourn over the suffering caused by sin, and also over the sin itself. We ought to recognize that we are a people who are broken by our own narcissism, broken, and can't evangelize because of our clerical or social narcissism, narcissism about the clerical state or narcissism about the church. We ought to recognize the spiritual hunger of the people in the communities of the church. We ought to be broken when those things are not met. So teach us to mourn with you, Lord. More and over, there's a beatitude like this. There's a beatitude. I can't remember the exact wording of Matthew's version of Matthew's beatitude. In honor of Mary's gifts and God the Son, pray for us, Holy Mother of God, and help make up for whatever is lacking in us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Truly we know our offenses, Lord, for we have sinned against you. Antiphon 3 for Lent. The Lord is God. We are his people, the flock he shepherds. Psalm 100, the joyful song of those entering God's temple. And we thank you, God, for the life of Oscar. I still think of him. I'm still inspired. The joyful song of those entering God's temple. The Lord calls his ransomed people to sing songs of victory. Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing for joy. Know that he, the Lord, is God. He made us. We belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. Go within his gates giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. Indeed, how good is the Lord, eternal his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. God, devoted to us as a Father, you created us as a sign of your power and elected us, your people, to show your goodness. Accept the thanks your people, your children, offer, that all men may enter your courts, praising you in song. In honor of Mary's gifts, we would again pray for everything that we need, an extra Hail Mary for everything. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Just going to have a little itsy-bitsy reading from Isaiah 53, from the suffering servant passages. Through his suffering, my servant shall justify many, and their guilt he shall bear. Therefore, I will give him his portion among the great, and he shall divide the spoils with the mighty, because he surrendered himself to death and was counted among the wicked. And he shall take away the sins of the many, and win pardon for their offenses. Responsory prayer. God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare, and from those who would trap me with lying words, and from the hunter's snare. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare. Canticle of Zechariah. If your virtue does not surpass that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. So, that if your virtue does not surpass that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Thanks be to Christ the Lord, who brought us life by his death on the cross. With our whole heart, let us ask him. By your death, raise us to life. Savior and teacher, you have shown us your fidelity and made us a new creation by your passion. Keep us from falling again into sin. Help us to deny ourselves today and not deny those in need. May we receive this day of penance as your gift and give it back to you through works of mercy. Master our rebellious hearts and teach us generosity. We pray for Bill, for his intentions. We also pray for Father Rob Galea and for all of his ministry intentions for Icon Ministry. We pray for our family here and for continued help, support, peace, wisdom, light, and strength as we go through this continued trial during Lent. By your death, raise us to life. Gathering all of our prayers, especially our unspoken ones, into one with our praises, let's pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. All right, so that was the end of our Divine Office. You have half an hour or very close to it meditating on God's Word and praying with God's Word in the Psalms and in the Vescent from Scripture and Tradition. Let's finish it strong by we'll pray for the Holy Father's monthly intentions, and they are very good intentions for this month. Awesome intentions. And then we're going to ask for plenary indulgence for what we've just done here with the office and the scriptural prayer of the church for ourselves, or we can also give it the blessing of the church's prayer, which is the indulgence, the sacramental, to a soul in purgatory. And I do recommend we make the sign of the cross to show that either way. Let us pray that broken families might discover the cure for their wounds through forgiveness, rediscovering each other's gifts, even in their differences. And our Father and Hail Mary is usually considered the minimum. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, and pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory to you, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. All right. I offer my plenary indulgence for the soul in purgatory, and may this soul be released or helped according to Mary's prayers and whatever you intend, Father, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right. So that's it for today. I didn't prepare any reflection or anything on the readings, but I thought that they were very interesting. You know, the Passover, the fathers of the family, those are the elders, you know, the ones who had the leadership authority within their families would have been the ones offering this Passover, putting the blood on the doors and the entryways so that the angel of death would pass over it. It's interesting, you know, in the OT, there's always an Old Testament attribution, because what they're learning is that everything that goes on, good, bad, or ugly, is part of God's plan. So there's always an attribution. The Lord did this, the Lord did that, because the Lord, you know. So we don't know the inner dynamics of the whole thing. We don't know. And, you know, the historical critical scholars, like my professors, will try to dig into, okay, how much of the account is just because humans have to tell it a certain way. You know, they'll go into that side and try to say, well, maybe this detail was there, maybe that detail was a little bit different. But in any case, you know, it's well within the bound, normal for a Catholic minister to say, well, sure, maybe it's not God directly killing kids, okay? Maybe this is a judgment that the devil, the angel of death, could be interpreted as the devil, is doing on his own kingdom. But God permits it, guides it, and it's not the devil. He uses it, turns it into his own action of judgment. A judgment on the gods of Egypt. Judgment on the system that is led by the devil and led by the gods of Egypt. The false gods, the idolatrous false gods of Egypt. So, you know, whatever the inner dynamics of the angel of death, if it's, you want to interpret it as the devil, which is kind of my tendency, or if you want to just interpret it as an angel of chastisement from God, or, you know, a natural thing, or anything else, that's the point, is that God is working, he's involved in his creation, he's actually willing and choosing things with a plan to bring salvation to both the Israelites and to teach the system that represents, that is enslaved to darkness, that he is the Lord, and that he will triumph. So have a good rest of your day.